The Octobo Singers of Schenectady is an 80-year-old community chorus of about 100 singers. The group was founded by the Schenectady Recreation Department with WPA funds during the Great Depression. They perform large sacred works and present their concerts in big urban churches and synagogues. This Sunday, May 5th at 3 o'clock, they'll have a wonderful presentation of Handel at the First Reformed Church in Schenectady. Here to tell us more is the Octobo Singers Artistic Director and Conductor, Curtis Funk. Curtis, welcome back to the Roundtable. Lovely to have you here once again.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you very much. Give us a sense of the work you'll be doing on Sunday and how you came to choose this particular piece by Handel.
Okay. I kind of refer to this as the Susan Lucci of Handel oratorios. It's, you know, whenever you think of Handel, you think of the Messiah. But we're doing probably his second most popular piece, which is Judas Maccabeus. There are striking similarities between Judas Maccabeus and Messiah. They were both written in about a month's time. He was just a voracious composer. They're both about 2.5 hours long. They were written within 5 years of each other. They're both in excess of 50 movements. They both tell a religious story. They both have a happy ending. It's the parallels are striking. There are also quite some differences. The Messiah, after an overture and a very sprightly fugue, a tenor stands up and sings two beautiful arias using text from Isaiah, whereas in Judas Maccabeus, we go to Judas's father's funeral, and we sort of stay in lamentation mode for about 10 minutes worth of singing, and all of a sudden the Israelites decide to elect Judas to pick up where his father left off, and to try and regain the land of Judah, take it away from the Syrians who were imposing a Hellenistic rule and trying to abolish the Jewish religion and make everyone worship Zeus. So it's actually a story about a lot of battles and the ultimate reclamation of Jerusalem and the temple therein. I guess the reason I chose it is, as you and I talked about 4 months ago, we do an annual Messiah in December. And because of that, we don't often do anything else by Handel, just to give all the other composers a shot. Mm. So I thought it would be just kind of fun to, step outside that and do another piece by Handel, just to give our audience a little more exposure to what was one of the greatest composers of the Baroque era.
And of course, I mean, you say Susan Lucci, but That would also imply that, you know, it's a great choral work that you don't want to forget either.
That's exactly right, and it doesn't get performed very often, and I can't tell you why, other than the fact that if people are going to invest time in learning a 3-hour piece by Handel, they want the audience, and therefore, you know, Messiah is kind of a winner. But this is just an absolutely gorgeous piece. There are parts of Judas Maccabeus that I like much better than Messiah, to be honest with you. The arias, the pieces sung by the quartet, are just absolutely magnificent. They really show off a singer's ability to manipulate their voice. Handel treats his singers like instruments, actually, and he does these things called melismas. That's where the singer will sing a syllable, but extend it over many, many notes. And it's a very, very difficult technique, and there are literally hundreds of those in Judas Maccabeus over the course of a 2.5-hour oratorio.
So let us talk about that commitment of what it is like for you and for the singers to invest that, and the challenges inherent to working on a 2.5-hour piece.
It is a challenge. Anytime we do a concert, we commit. I mean, we do long works. In the fall, we do a 2-hour concert that's usually comprised of 2 1-hour pieces. Messiah is about 2.5 hours in our annual December concert. And then when we do a piece in the spring, again, it's generally 2 1-hour pieces. But this year, we decided to do this. This was particularly challenging because no one had ever done it before in my group. I took a poll when I decided to do this piece and said, how many have done Judas Maccabeus cover to cover? And not one hand went up. generally when I do a concert, out of my 100 people, maybe 20 to 25 people have sung it either with octavos or somewhere else. So I've got a little bit of a knowledge base when I even go to my first rehearsal. This one, we were all started on page one, just learning the first note together.
That's good and bad, I would assume.
Yeah, it was. To be honest with you, it was fun. It really was. I mean, we had to go slow, and the month of March, I called it March Madness. We actually we had three of the altos and the tenors and the basses stayed home, and I worked with just the sopranos. And then the following week, the sopranos stayed home, and I worked with the altos. They're called sectionals, and we did that just to be able to drill some of the harder passages, but. The saving grace of all this was I could tell within three rehearsals that the people liked the music, and that's a huge, huge lift. If I pass out a piece of music and there's resistance, it's a long 4 months before that concert shows up.
When you have those sectionals and that one point where you start bringing everything together, is that rather seamless?
Is it seamless? It's... I would say so, yeah. But like at the sectionals, we're really drilling down.
It seems like it could be clunky. You know, you could like, ooh, all right, you're doing your, and now everything has to kind of even out.
Well, you know, the beauty of music is it's like the sum is, the actual total is greater than the sum of the parts. So right. When the sopranos have their sectional and the altos have their sectional, and those two get together and start to sing, it's just not those two coming together. There's this third dimension that harmony provides. And when that starts to show up and when that starts to shape, the people feel it. And it, all of a sudden the rehearsal takes on a life of its own because they get enthused about that third dimension. And so they start singing better and focusing more. And after a while, you've got a really nicely blended piece that... not magically appeared, but certainly appeared as a result of some other dimension coming up other than just the people singing their notes.
Well, the Octavo Singers will perform Handel's Judas Maccabeus this Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m. in the First Reformed Church in Schenectady, New York. It's Sunday at 3 o'clock. To learn more, you can visit Octavo Singers. That's OctavoSingers.com, OctavoSingers.com. Curtis Funk is the group's artistic director and conductor. Curtis, it's always a pleasure to have you here, and have a wonderful time on Sunday afternoon. We appreciate you coming here and sharing with us this morning.
Well, thanks so much for letting me be here. I enjoyed it a lot.
Delight. Thank you very much.